Now, once again, it's time to chat with Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. And of course, you can find Ruth's stories at republicanamerican.com and the Waterbury Republican. And every week, right here on Robinhood Radio and on our on demand page, robinhoodradio.com, on demand, the Republican American Report. Ruth, nice to speak to you again today.
Yes, and it was a lovely weekend, and hopefully you'll be up and out and be able to enjoy it pretty soon.
Well, Sharon Classic was just held.
Yes, and it was a beautiful day for it on Saturday, and lots of runners out there. Also on Saturday night was the gala for the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau. It was quite the do. As you know, they honor people each year at this event. This year it was more formal than usual. It was held at the Interlaken, and it was a lovely evening. And Nancy Bird and Linda Sloan were the honorees. They have been very active on the board for years, and were honored at this event. You know, the Youth Service Bureau, you and I remember when it started, way back when, serves a huge population and a huge service to the community. All their services are free and helping kids and families, you know, with needs.
I think everybody knew it would be successful, but I didn't think that people would think it would become this big and successful as a program.
It's funny you say that, Marshall, because I said to Linda, when we started, we were almost in a closet. I was on one of the board members way back when, and we had, you know, tiny space and just a couple of employees, and now it's really blossomed. It's in a lovely office above the garage at the high school, and several clinicians, and of course, it's a sign of the times that all these people are needed. So, kudos to the bureau and for honoring Nancy and Linda. We go as we've been saying for the last few weeks, loads of budget meetings. Salisbury held a Zoom town budget meeting the other night. I don't think anybody except, well, I shouldn't say, but very few people other than the selectmen and the Board of Finance were there. They passed in pretty fast order, and kept the mill rate at 11. They were, even though the budget's up, they have a way of using surplus and other things that will offset the costs. Keenan will hold its budget hearing on the May 31st. There again, very few comments at the hearings. Other towns will be coming forth as well. The Region 1 budget passed in all towns, Marshall,
Yes.
pretty soundly. So that was up 2.2%, but it will go on for funding the region for the next year. Not any controversy. Interestingly enough, we had the National Day of Prayer in almost every town. There were services. Yeah, I made it to two of them, and one in Canaan, one in Kent. Nicely done. They pray for, you know, the government, the schools, the arts, and people turned out. That again is a yearly thing and becoming more and more popular. Canaan held a town meeting and they voted to sell 9.5 acres on Tone Drive in Canaan. They got that for lack of tax payment from someone. And Charlie Parati, the first selectman, is talking about using that money and some other money to put electrical car charging stations on Railroad Street. He said he's talked to Henry Todd, first selectman of Falls Village, and it's been very successful there. People, you know, come to town, walk around, go to the inn or wherever in Falls Village, plug in their cars, and it's helpful. He said Charlie said that should help attract people to Canaan as well. So they're looking into that, and probably Eversource gives quite a hefty grant to towns who do that. So
yeah, Sharon, I guess Sharon's looking to add two to their new parking lot as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be right next door to your station in the back of town hall, yeah. I believe. So yeah. And speaking of Canaan and Railroad Street, today we finally got the story in about the sale of the Colonial Theater. Two couples from Salisbury purchased it. They have great plans, and we're all very excited. There's going to be an open house next week, and they hope to show it off and tell people what their plans are, and maybe actually they're looking for input. They want people to tell them what, how they think it would be successful and what should be put in there. So, I mean, Canaan is just hopping these days. There's new businesses. There's a new coffee roaster in town. The facades are being upgraded. It's really nice to see. You know, Canaan had been bustling back in the 50s, and it sort of went quiet. And now there seems to be some energy being poured into it. So people are very excited. And we had a wonderful program at the VFW the other night with a Marine from Winston, Ted Marolda, who turned 100 May 6th on Saturday. And he spoke about his service at Guadalcanal and was honored with a lot of awards. And it was really just an inspiring evening. And you'll be reading about that in the paper in the next few days.
Great story. It is a great story you put together on the theater, because there's so much that can be done there. And I like the way they're approaching it as a community space, because you've got not only the theater and the space down below, you've got that beautiful ballroom above. You've got two storefronts that don't have to be storefronts. They can be other things. So I think it's so good to see it being coming back.
Yeah, they paid $352,000 for the building, and as you say, with storefronts and everything else, I mean, it's got great possibilities, and everybody's very excited about you know, not just having a theater, but what it can do for all the other businesses around it. So
absolutely,
yeah, absolutely. Very exciting. And onward and upward, and we'll see what next week brings. Now that spring is here, wow, there's all sorts of things going on, and we'll be out there, hopefully.
Spring has sprung, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I'll get my taste of the outdoors.
Hopefully you'll be sprung, too.
All right, Ruth.
You sound good, Marshall.
Getting better every day.
Terrific. Good.
Right. We'll check with you next week.
Okay.
Bye. That's Ruth Epstein, of course, in the Republican American, with the Republican American Report, RFP-AM.com on the web.